ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुवरं श्रीरूपानुगप्रवरं रजरसिकं च नारायणं तं प्रपन्नं श्रीगुरुचरणं वन्दे रमणपृष्ठाय भूतले रूपानुगभक्तिदं च कृपामूर्ति नारायणं। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री सदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ आवर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स नित्यावि श्रीमद भक्तिवेदांत श्री नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज श्री गुरुदेव एंड नित्यावि श्रीमद भक्तिवेदांत श्री वामन गोस्वामी महाराज श्री गुरुदेव रूपान गौरी गुरुवर्ग to our guardians, to all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, everyone else present here. And Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu himself, who is Avirbhav Tithi, we are observing today. So by the causeless mercy of Sri Guru and the Vaishnavas, getting this opportunity to offer a few words of Pushpanjali at his lotus feet. So Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in his Mangalacharan, Srila Advaita Acharya, he has written this Mahavishnu Jagatkarta Maya Shajatyadha तस्य अवतार एवायम अद्वैताचार्यम ईश्वर। अद्वैताचार्य इज महाविष्णु हिमसेल्फ इज जगत कर्ता मीन्स इज द क्रिएटर ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड। हाउ माया सृजत्यदा मीन्स दिस सृजत मीन्स दिस सृजन करना मीन्स ही गिव्स ही क्रिएट्स दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड। हाउ थ्रू द एजेंसी ऑफ दिस माया एंड देन तस्य अवतार एवायम अद्वैताचार्यम ईश्वर एंड ही इज द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हिमसेल्फ। नाउ देयरफॉर इट इज सेड अद्वैत आचार्य साक्षात ईश्वर बट प्रभु गुरु करीमानी तिहो तहार किंकर। ऑल दो अद्वैत आचार्य साक्षात ईश्वर हिमसेल्फ बट स्टिल ही हैज कंसिडर्ड श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु टू बी हिज गुरु एंड ही हैज हिमसेल्फ ही हिमसेल्फ थिंग्स ऑफ हिमसेल्फ टू बी तिहो तहार किंकर हिज किंकर महाप्रभु इज किंकर। एंड वाई इज ही कॉल्ड अद्वैत आचार्य देन इट इज सेड नो दैट अद्वैतम हरिणद्वैत आचार्य भक्ति शमशनाद भक्तवतार ईशम तम अद्वैताचार्य माश्रहे। दैट अद्वैताचार्य ही इज हरिणद्वैत आचार्य दैट ही इज कॉल्ड अद्वैत बिकॉज ही इज साक्षात हरि हिमसेल्फ श्री हरि हिमसेल्फ बट भक्ति शमशनाद भक्तवतार ईशम तम अद्वैताचार्य माश्रहे बट ही इज कॉल्ड आचार्य बिकॉज ही इज प्रीचिंग दिस प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस एवरीवेयर and therefore we take shelter of Advaita Acharya. So over the years, every year, this most glorious tithi appears. And the Vaishnavas, they speak so much, such deep tattva on Advaita Acharya. Like the year previous to this, we had this discussion for so many days, not just one day. But the Vaishnavas were saying, no, like someone may think that, oh, Advaita Acharya, he cannot give that prem, that Braj prem. No, because normally the conception is that Mahaprabhu, he, only when Mahaprabhu appeared could this naam with Braj Prem be given. Or else Vishnu himself, when he appears as Gaur Avatar, he can also give Harinam, but not Harinam infused with this Braj Prem. It was Mahaprabhu himself who gave this. So someone may think, oh, Advaita Acharya, he cannot give this. But the reason is that we say that even Nityanand Prabhu Advaita Acharya, they waited for Mahaprabhu. Even Advaita Acharya, we hear that he did his Sankirtan in his house there in Shantipur. He did not do it openly because they were waiting for Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu also, now we hear that they were like waiting for Mahaprabhu to descend. Therefore, Nityananda Prabhu also, when he went on Parikrama all over India, he met Madhavendra Puri, but still he never like preached as such, as openly as Mahaprabhu did. Why? They were waiting for him to appear. So in this way, we see even also their tithis, they always appear before Gaur Purnima also. In this way, they're like preparing everyone for Mahaprabhu's appearance. And how did Advaita Acharya himself like cause Mahaprabhu to appear? No, this, no, tulsi dala matrena jalasya chulukena va, then vikritam samatmanam bhaktebhyo bhaktavatsala. That, how did he do so? That, just by offering some tulsi leaves, and a handful of water of Ganga. And in this way, Vikrintam Sumatmanam. Bhagwan says that anyone who does so, I sell myself to that devotee. Why? Because he is Bhaktebhyo Bhaktavatsala. Because he is very affectionate to all the devotees. Therefore, Mahaprabhu, he appeared because of Advaita Acharya. No, he's the one who's making everyone, Mahaprabhu, appear in everyone's hearts. We always listen, no, that oh, Mahaprabhu came to give this Unato Jal Rasam Swabhakti Shriyam, this, and then he's come to give this Premras Niryas Karita Swadhan. But who is the main reason for bringing him here? It was Advaita Acharya himself. Because it was not known when Mahaprabhu would appear. His appearance in this age of Kali was predicted, but not when. When it could have been even in the middle of Kali Yuga, the later part of Kali Yuga. But we see that only after 5,000 years after this Kali Yuga began, Mahaprabhu appeared because of Advaita Acharya. No, because Advaita Acharya, he could not bear to see the suffering of others. Why? Because he is Paradukha Dukhi. This is the nature of the Vaishnavas, no? They cannot bear to see the suffering of others. So Advaita Acharya was thinking, how can these people live like this? He could have, in fact, he said, I can kill all these people. And I can even like, no, in one way when he's killing everyone, he's actually giving them liberation. No, that's also mercy. He's using his Sudarshan Chakra to kill all the living entities. He's actually giving them liberation. But still, he didn't want those living entities to be happy with just liberation. He wanted them to have prem. No, he wanted them to have this Brajaprem. Therefore, he did not just kill them with the Sudarshan Chakra. No, like there's this consideration that as soon as one chants Namabhas, automatically all his Prarabdha and Aprarabdha Karma, they're finished. Then how is it that a person still lives within his sadhak body? Because the body itself is made of karma. Why? Because Krishna himself is actually like supplying some karma. Why? So that while still staying here in this sadhak form, one can achieve that prem. Therefore, Advaita Acharya mercifully did not kill anyone. He just waited for Mahaprabhu to appear. Therefore, he is called Nara. Nara means he shouted out in such a way that Mahaprabhu himself, he could, in Shvetadvip, his throne was shaking there in Shvetadvip. Mahaprabhu, he was thinking, oh, my beloved devotee is calling me, I have to go there. Therefore, he's also called Gauran Thakur. But he was the one who invited Mahaprabhu to appear in this world. No. So, in this way, he is the main cause that Mahaprabhu appeared here. In that way, Advaita Acharya is actually giving us the container to hold this prem. No, Mahaprabhu came to give us this Brajaprem, but where is the container? Without the container, where will this prem even stay? It will just leak out everything. So he is the one who arranged for this container, Advaita Acharya. So Advaita Acharya, we hear that he's one of the main like skanda, means one of the main branches of this tree. Along with Nityananda Prabhu, they're the two main branches of this tree. So we hear that Mahaprabhu actually, he himself is the Mali, means the gardener. He himself has planted this seed. He himself has planted it. And what is the first sprout of this seed? Is Madhavendra Puri himself. And then it is said that there were nine further sprouts. What were they? His nine sannyasis. Who were they? Paramananda Puri and Keshav Bharati, Brahmananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, then Keshav Puri, Krishnananda Puri, Vishnupuri, Narasimha Tirtha, and Sukhananda Puri. So these nine sannyasis, they were like the sprouts which came from there. And then we see that the tree itself appeared from that. So Nisai Mahaprabhu, he is actually the gardener who planted the seed, and one way he is the root itself of the tree, and he is this Prema Kalpataru himself. No. Gaurangamar Prema Kalpataru, we always sing the Avatar Sar. He is actually the wish-fulfilling tree of Prem himself, and he's giving these fruits of this Prem, of this tree, to everyone in this. So Advaita Acharya is one of the main branches of this tree, along with Nityananda Prabhu. So we hear that Advaita Acharya, when he was born, he was lotus-eyed. Therefore, he was called Kamalaksha. But the Vaishnavas have said that not just because he was lotus-eyed was he called Kamalaksha, but because his eyes were always fixed on the Shastras. No, his eyes were always fixed there, not on anything else. Therefore, he was called Kamalaksha then. And we hear that when he was staying with his parents there, Kuver Pandit and Naba Devi, it is said in Gaur Ganadesh Deepika that Kuver, the treasure of the demigods, he wanted to have Lord Shiva as his son. So therefore in Mahaprabhu Leela, it is said Sadashiv himself became his son in Gaur Leela. So Advaita Acharya was born as the son of Kuver Pandit and Nabha Devi. And since his childhood, he would always serve all the Vaishnavas, all the devotees. It is said even Madhavendra Puri came to his house actually. And Madhavendra Puri, he came and he actually showed him how to worship Madan Gopal. And Advaita Acharya served him there. He served his guru like how a sincere disciple should do so. In all ways. Like Tadvidi, Praniprathena, Pariprashnena, Sevaya, Upadekshanti, Gyanina, Tattva Darshina. And always he'd ask questions, serve. Because we hear that when Mahaprabhu went to South India, when he met Rangapuri, when he was looking for his elder brother, then Rangapuri, he was the one who told Mahaprabhu that actually we came to your house in with our spiritual master. We came long before with our spiritual master Madhavendra Puripad, and there your mother, she cooked a very nice feast for us, and we were so happy to stay in the house of your parents and to see how devoted they were to the service of Bhagavan. And we hear that even Ishwar Puripad came to Mahaprabhu's house. And Mahaprabhu served him, and Mahaprabhu even proofread his book, this Shri Krishna Leelamrit. So in this way, even Madhavendra Puri, he came to Advaita Acharya's house, and he served him there, and he was initiated by him. And then, as we know, he also started worshipping Shri Madan Gopal in this way. And in this way, he was always with his parents there, devotedly worshipping his Madan Gopal deity. So we hear that his father was very dear to the king as well. And it is said that his father would always offer his pranams to the deity of Durga Devi there. So once in the assembly, because Advaita Acharya, Kamalaksha was such a brilliant boy, he would cut the arguments of the other scholars and give very good advice to the king. So that they grew envious of him, the other ministers. So what did they do? They noticed that Advaita Acharya would never offer pranams to the deity of Durga. So then immediately, when they noticed this, they told the king, just see how impudent this boy is, disrespectful, and you're not saying anything. So then the king immediately called Kuvir Pandit, and he said, why is your son not offering obeisances to this deity? Then he told his son, why are you not doing so? He said, the result will be very inauspicious then if I do so. And he said, no, nonetheless you should do. So then as soon as he offered pranams, and what happened? The deity broke into so many pieces. And then all the scholars there, they were hurt, they were injured. Because why? Because Durga Devi, in one way, she's the potency of Lord Sadashiv, no? She's his consort there in eternal Kailash Lok. She can never tolerate her Prabhu offering pranams to her in this way, no? So therefore, we see that from that very young age, his pratibha, means his influence, his good teachings over society, because he was Acharya himself, how he was instructing the others, this was growing in every way, in this way, and everyone was so much influenced by him. And we also know that Haridas Thakur, when he came, what did Advaita Acharya do? The first person, when he was offering Pindadan for his father, when he was observing the certain rites after the departure of his father, all the Brahmins were waiting, thinking who will get the first offering. But what did he do? Immediately he called Haridas Thakur, who was sitting outside. Even then Haridas Thakur was so humble. He would never even come near the Brahmins, thinking, oh, if they see me, they'll get polluted. So Advaita Acharya, he called him and he fed him this Mahaprasad. And then all the Brahmins got so angry. And then they said, what has happened here? This is so disrespectful. He invites us and he disrespects us this way. No, and they became so angry and they left. And Advaita Acharya said, I don't care. You go away, he said. Feeding Haridas Thakur is like feeding 1 lakh Brahmins like all of you. Go away, he said. So then Haridas Thakur was fed, and then Haridas Thakur said, oh, what have you done? Now they may not even respect you or not even come to your house like before. And then he said, I don't care for any of them, he said. If they cannot respect a Vaishnava, then what is the use? Then these Brahmins had previously, they were reminded then that Advaita Acharya is not an ordinary personality. When he offered pranams to the deity of Durga, remember the deity of Durga broke into many pieces, shattered. So immediately they came and begged for forgiveness. So we see in Mahaprabhu's Leela that there is never any consideration of caste or like creed or anything, no. Even Mahaprabhu's Sevak, Govinda Prabhu, it is said that externally he belonged to a lower caste. So Sarvam Bhattacharya, he told Mahaprabhu that, oh, Govinda is from another caste. What will people say if you accept him as your Sevak? And then Mahaprabhu said, but Guru Sevakoy Mahanyamar. He said, but he is the Sevak of my Guru. Even if he's from a so-called lower caste, how can I just reject him? I cannot do this. And it is my Guru's order that he serve me, that he be engaged in like in my service, so then I can never reject him, he said. So Mahaprabhu, he kept him in his service. Now even when Mahaprabhu came to Mathura and he was dancing, this Sonoriya Brahmin also, he came and he started dancing along with Mahaprabhu in such ecstasy. And then Mahaprabhu said, only if you've been blessed by a very exalted Vaishnava can you have such sentiments of prem. So tell me, whose association have you had? Then he said, oh, some years before, Madhavendra Puri had come here and had served him. So then Mahaprabhu immediately, he embraced this Brahmin, saying, you are also like my guru then, if you've been blessed by him. So therefore, Mahaprabhu would even honor Prasad in his house. Although the Sonariya Brahmin was from a lower caste, still Mahaprabhu did not care. He would always take Mahaprasad in his house in this way. We see also, no, Kalidas. Jhadu Thakur was from a lower caste family. But Kalidas, when he went there, he never cared for any of this. Immediately, he offered some mangoes to Jhadu Thakur. And then these mangoes were thrown away. They would never give the remnants. Then very secretly, Kalidas went from behind and he sucked on the pulp, on this mango pulp and on the skin, on the seeds and everything. Then he felt his life was successful. We see this. And not just Mahaprabhu's Leela. Even in like the lives of our Guru Varga also. Now the Vaishnavas, they tell us this story that Param Gurudev, he would never open his eyes and he would never take any solid food. So his mother was very worried, thinking what to do. And then finally some sadhu told his mother that, oh, we must go to this family, these cobblers. If you go to these cobblers, they're great devotees of Gaur and Nithai. You must beg for their remnants and give it to your son. Then he'll open his eyes. So what did Param Gurudev's mother do? She went to the outskirts of the town because the cobblers would not even live amongst the general people. They'd live outside on the border. So she went there and then she said, oh, my son is like, he's so, my son is not even opening his eyes. He's not even doing anything. So please bless him. Please give your remnants. They said, never. But then anyhow, when she requested them again and again, they gave some remnants. It was given to Param Gurudev. He opened his eyes in this way. So we see that in Gaur Leela, in the Leela of all his associates, there is never any consideration of any such caste or creed. And we see this also in Advaita Acharya's life. That he never thought that Haridas Thakur was a Muslim, therefore he must not be respected as much as the Brahmins are in this way. So we say that in this way, we see that Advaita Acharya, he was always ready to welcome Mahaprabhu. And we see that when Mahaprabhu appeared, now the Vaishnavas, they give us this Leela that when Advaita Acharya would offer these tulsi leaves, they would go upstream, not downstream. And then when they'd go upstream, because Advaita Acharya, no, he was living in Shantipur then. And then Sachidevi was living in Mayapur. So it is the flow of the Ganga is upstream there. So then these leaves of the Ganga would come and then they'd encircle her womb. And sometimes they'd even get attached to her womb in this way. And then we hear that when Mahaprabhu was born in this Tithi, in this Falgun Purnima, how everyone was engaged in Harinam Sankirtan. And Advaita Acharya himself was so happy. He was so happy and so pleased that immediately he came along with his wife, Sita Thakurani, and Sita Thakurani brought so many gifts. And then she blessed Mahaprabhu. May you have a long life. And then because Mahaprabhu's previous brothers and sisters had already left very early, so Sachidevi was very scared that she might lose this boy also. So therefore they named him Nimai, because he was born under a neem tree. And in this way, she bought a tiger claw, and Advaita Acharya, she got some Durva grass, placed it on Mahaprabhu's head. And we say that even Sita Thakurani, she played such a, she had such a, like a vital role in Mahaprabhu's Leela. No, because we hear that when Mahaprabhu wanted to, when he took sannyas, when he came to Shantipur, he asked Sachidevi, if you want, I can give up my sannyas again. Sachidevi said, no, that I cannot tolerate anyone criticizing you. So she said, rather than going to Vrindavan, you go to Jagannath Puri, we hear. So we hear actually, why did Sachidevi say this? She said, rather than going to Vrindavan, go to Jagannath Puri. Who said this? Yogamaya herself had Sachidevi say this. Because Mahaprabhu, if he would have been in Vrindavan, he would have always been absorbed in his mood as Krishna. And his whole purpose of trying to experience the mood of Srimati Radhika, that would have never been fulfilled. Therefore, he had to live in a place which is neutral. Therefore, Yogamaya herself inspired Sachidevi to speak these words. So who was this Yogamaya? This Yogamaya was Sita Thakurani herself. And Gaur Gandesh Deepika, it is said that she is Yogamaya herself. So Sita Thakurani, she was present there in Shantipur when Sachidevi spoke these words. No, she was present there directly. So like lastly, we hear that that when Mahaprabhu, after he took sannyas, when he was coming, returning again, so then what happened when he wanted to return, to when he was going to Vrindavan, then Nityanand Prabhu, he told some cowherd boys that, oh, if you see a sannyasi, very effulgent golden sannyasi here, tell him that this is Vrindavan. Then when Mahaprabhu asked these boys, he said, is this Vrindavan? They said, yes. Is this the Yamuna? They said, yes. And then Advaita Acharya, he appeared there on a boat with two pieces of cloth, sannyas cloth. And then Mahaprabhu said, oh, how are you here in Vrindavan? Then Advaita Acharya said, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. And then we hear that Mahaprabhu said, but Nityananda Prabhu told me that this is the Yamuna. And Advaita Acharya said, yes, this is the Yamuna. Because the Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati, they flow together after they meet in Prayag. So since now you are on the west side of the river, Ganga flows on the east side and Yamuna flows on the west side. Therefore, you are actually in the Yamuna now. You just took a bath there. And when he took him there to Shantipur, there we hear that Advaita Acharya, he observed the disappearance of Sri Madhavendra Puripad. And then when he would offer so many foodstuffs to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu said, I cannot take so much. And Advaita Acharya said, I know who you are. As Jagannath, you take 56 varieties of prasad. And even in the temples of the devis, like Jalamukhi Devi, Chamunda Devi, and all these temples also, you take bhoga there also in one way. Now you cannot take anything. So then he offered three plates of Mahaprasad. One plate full for Mahaprabhu, one plate full for Nityananda Prabhu, and one plate full for Thakurji, for Bhagavan. So then Mahaprabhu said, I cannot take so much. Advaita Acharya said, Prabhu, please. So then he said, the first offering you should take completely. The second you should take completely. And the third you should take half and leave half behind for us. So then Mahaprabhu, anyhow, he was bound to take. So then we hear that this Prem Kalha took place between Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu. Then Nityananda Prabhu, what did he do? He took some prasad and he started throwing it at Advaita Acharya. And then Advaita Acharya said, I'm a grihastha. This is annadosh. Annadosh does not touch a sannyasi, but this annadosh, it affects me. What is he doing? And Nityananda Prabhu said, don't have faith in Mahaprasad, that this is Parabrahma himself. And then in this way, Nityananda Prabhu said, oh, this is not even enough for me, he said. Advaita Acharya said, what are you saying? Not enough. So much Mahaprasad was fed. He said, nothing, he said. Then Nityananda Prabhu said, next time I'll bring 100 sannyasis. This is punishment for you, he said. I'll come with 100 more sannyasis. And then Advaita Acharya said, I can barely feed one, and you're saying you'll bring 100 more. And this way they have Prem Kalaha this way. Like we see also, no, in Jagannath Puri there, in the banks of the Sundaradumna Sarovar, they'd splash water on each other. So in this way we hear that actually some sons of Advaita Acharya, they were opposed to Nityananda Prabhu. They actually said that we don't believe he's God. Therefore Advaita Acharya even rejected them. He said, I have nothing to do with these sons. Advaita Acharya's favorite son was Achyutananda Prabhu. No, because he had so much nishtha in Mahaprabhu. Someone asked Advaita Acharya, who is Mahaprabhu's guru? He said, Keshav Bharati. And Achyutananda became so angry. He said, how can you say that? Mahaprabhu's Gurudev, Jagadguru himself, and you're saying someone else is his guru. Immediately Advaita Acharya embraced his son. And once Achyutananda Prabhu also, he was dancing next to sea, he fell unconscious to the ground. Then immediately he would not wake up. But then anyhow, this Narasingha Kavach was chanted. And he woke up in ecstasy and again he started chanting. So only Achyutananda Prabhu is considered to be Advaita Acharya's son, along with two others, I think. This is Gopal and Krishnadas, I think the names are. So in this way, we say that Advaita Acharya, his pastimes in Mahaprabhu's Leela, how he helped manifest Mahaprabhu's appearance, and how ultimately it was on Advaita Acharya's suggestion that Mahaprabhu left. No, Advaita Acharya, he told Mahaprabhu, now there's so much rice in the market and there's no one left to buy. So then Mahaprabhu read this, he became very grave. No, because sometimes you see also, now you bring many vegetables, if you don't use them, they become rotten. So therefore, Mahaprabhu then realized, oh, now people, they've received this prem, and also maybe he saw that this desire to even receive this prem was not present. So then Mahaprabhu, we know that he disappeared. And Advaita Acharya also, we hear he stayed for like more than 125 years. Why? Because immediately after Mahaprabhu disappeared, what would happen to this world? world, there would be a Mahapralaya in this world. But Advaita Acharya, he stayed behind. And as Mahavishnu, what did he do? He maintained this world. He made sure that nothing bad would happen. And he also trained the others to push forward this mission of Mahaprabhu. So today is this very auspicious tithi. We can only pray at the lotus feet of Sri Advaita Acharya and our Rupanand Gauriya Guruka, Srila Gurudev and the Vaishnavas, that we observe this tithi to the best of our ability and make our lives successful. Mancha kalpataru bhyascha kripasindveva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.
Om Gyanatimananda Sriyaganandana Salakya Chakshulamilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gunayana Vancha Kalpajubhishchakrasanvita Patitanam Pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gaurachandasvani Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. First off, from my respectful basis, countless times, beloved Guru Prabhupada, Bhavanitam Bishpat, Shri Srimad Srila Bhaktivinoda Goswami Maharaj, Star Rupa Nuga Varg, with several devotees. We're very lucky to be in Vrindavan, Shri Vrindavan Dham, under the guidance of Shri Guru and Vaishnavas. And by the grace of Guru and Vaishnavas, our Panchatattva is manifest, not available everywhere, but available here in Sri Radhikunj. And generally, in some temples, some institutions, not glorifying Advaita Acharya, but when Gurudev did his first tour to Australia, then Advaita Satami came in Malaysia, actually. We were lucky to be there. So Gurudev had the Chaitanya Charitamrita opened. Okay, let's hear the glories of Advaita Acharya. So, and there Gurudev, he nicely explained this nimittic Nimittic Upadan and Upadan, the two causes of creation. Because Advaita Acharya, we know, he's not ordinary personality. He's a manifestation of Mahavishnu. He's non-different. He's Advaita. So he's Advaita Acharya. Advaita means he's non-different from Vishnu, Mahavishnu. And he's also distributing bhakti. So he's Acharya. So Advaita Acharya, very special. And the Lord arranging before he manifests in this world, then he's sending his bhaktis. This is always Krishna's desire. He's not coming alone. We know with Gurudev, when he travels, he's all entourage with him. Never you when you meditate Gurudev, never meditating Gurudev is alone. He's all the Vaishnavas, all his near and dear. Pujabhad Chivakram Maharaj, Srila Vama Goswami Maharaj, all Parampara, seniors, shishis, all is, everything is there. Big entourage. So before, we've been hearing then that Advaita Acharya, he came, he was responsible for the manifestation of Krishna to come, you know. So Gurudev explained these different reasons for the advent of Krishna coming in the form of Mahaprabhu, that there are primary reasons and secondary reasons for the Lord. Generally, people think, oh, he came to establish Yuga Dharma, but actually the internal reasons were more higher than this, that understand the glory of Srimati Radhika's love and the qualities also in himself, because Krishna is Rasaraj Mahabhav, so there's no limit to the way he's tasting. So ultimately, though, if he really wants to taste the ecstasy and prema, then he has to come take the mood of Srimati Radhika. So, and Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya, he's also thinking, he came first. He's like 60 years before, 50, 60 years before Mahaprabhu. He's also preaching. That time, Srimad Bhagavatam was being preached, Bhagavad Gita was being preached, but all the purports were Mayavadi, you emerge, Vishate Tadanantaram. At the end in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying, oh, everyone enters into me. So everyone preaching or you merge into Brahman? So, and even actually at one time with Mahaprabhu, then Advaita Acharya in Shantipur, because he's senior and he's always getting respect from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he started preaching this Bhagavad Gita. And he started preaching this Vishateya Tadanantaram, that everything will merge into this Brahman. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, then he became very angry. And he descended on Shantipur with his associates, and they started beating Advaita Acharya. So, and then Advaita Acharya became very happy. Oh yes, now my position. Before this, you were offering so much respect to me, and he couldn't tolerate. He said, but now my position is known, that you're the rod of chastisement. Yeah. That who can be senior? Who can be senior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So at that point, Mahaprabhu became a little shy. So these internal reasons for Mahaprabhu coming and external reasons also are there. The Yuga Dharma, Nam Sankirtan, Rag Marg, the Bhakti Swabhakti Shriyam. This treasure has to also be distributed. This is also very exclusive treasure. But when it was being distributed, before Gurudev, we didn't know. This Kali Yuga is Kalki avatar. So no one really even thought that, oh, now Mahaprabhu came in this Kali Yuga. People still thinking, oh, end of Kali Yuga, Kalki will also come. I remember in Gurudev sent us to South Africa, there's one sannyasi there, ISKCON sannyasi, nice sannyasi, very big on Kalki avatar. He had number plate Kalki, everything Kalki. No one would tell him, oh, this Yuga, he's not coming. So everyone thought he's coming. Or most people, they didn't know. But Gurudev explaining that Mahaprabhu coming in this Kali Yuga, therefore no need for Kalki to come. So everyone be purified. So Krishna was thinking, well, if I come at the end of Kali Yuga, then what benefit is there that I just cut everyone's head off that's not doing bhakti? If I come in the beginning of Kali Yuga and give this Shriyam, this very rare treasure, then everyone can be benefited. So he was also thinking, when shall I come? And Advaita Acharya, he's seeing, oh, Kali Yuga is very bad. Definitely this Shakti needs to come. So he prayed and he cried very sincerely. He said, how can I get the attention of Krishna? He said, oh, that should be that what is most dear to Krishna is Tulsi Devi. So he worshipped Krishna in the form of Shalagram. So he had his Shalagram Shilas and Tulsi Devi, and he worshipped with great devotion, and he cried out to the Lord with tumultuous, very loud crying. And it's explained that the whole universe was shaking with the cry of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Krishna was thinking, when shall I come? And then at that time he heard he heard the cry of Advaita Acharya, and he thought, okay, yes, now I'll come. Therefore, Gurudev explains that one of the primary reasons for Lord Chaitanya coming in this world was the call of Advaita Acharya. So, very incredible feat. Yeah. Even he's saying, without Shakti, cannot do anything. So this also ties in with this Upadan Karan and the Nimittic Karan. What is going on in the world? How is everything moving? Gurudev explains in Prabandavali, he actually blames the communists. He mentions the communists because they're all atheists. You know, they don't believe in God. They think everything's going on by the force of nature. So this is called Prakritivad. Who wants to accept a higher authority in Kali Yuga? No one wants to accept. I am authority. This world's going on by itself. There's no creator. Therefore, Big Bang. Big Bang theory. There was nothing, then there was Big Bang, and then everything came into being. and there was aquatics, and then they came up on the land and they grew some legs and they started running around. You can't believe it. Everyone in school, even so-called intelligent people, they're still thinking this Big Bang Theory has got some clout, has some purchase. Even how they're thinking this, how everything is moving from a mutation and explosion. But we know, and we've heard from the, if you want to understand truth, then you have to come to the Gaudiya line, and Vedas, and they're explaining, no, you have Prakriti and Purusha. You have creator. Any creation, then there's creator. So that cause of creation is two. Is the nemetic ingredient cause, the efficient cause, that is Mahavishnu, his desire actually. So just like we have so much construction going on here, the Virendra, he's the cause, he's doing so much work, but who's the cause? Without the Vaishnavas, then there's no building. Oh, you say money, but where's money coming from? But ultimately the desire of the Vaishnavas. They want something, they have some desire. So this desire to manifest all this seva, this is the nimittic Quran. The Gurudev gives the example of a scoundrel in a temple perhaps, and Gurudev says, throw this person from the temple, kick him out. Then you kick him out, but he said, who's responsible for kicking this person out of the temple? Generally, we don't kick people out of temples. Sometimes necessary. So he says, who's responsible? He said, I've told him to kick him out. Right? So you kicked him out, but you're not the cause. You're part of the cause because you kicked him out of the building. But he said, but I've told you to kick him out. So I'm the nimittic Quran. You're the Upadan Quran. But he's saying ultimately is the bad behavior of the person himself. Yeah. So this material world is also a place for the jivas, the sinful jivas there. You know, who's creating this world? You could say it's the jivas. Okay, they're not the cause is the jivas, but also Krishna, he likes to reclaim the jivas. So but the ultimate cause is Krishna and his desire. And when the Mahavishnu or Advaita Acharya, he is the Upadan Karan. He's the ingredient cause. He makes everything happen. So basically you have two desires. You have the desire of Mahavishnu, and you have, which is the original nimittic Quran, that desire. And then you have the desire of the Upadan cause, which is Advaita Acharya. And when those two desires come together, then countless Brahmandas come into being. So it's not this Prakriti-vad that everything's just going on by itself. So Gurudev gives the example, he said of one small boy, he argued with some pandits who promote this Prakriti-vad philosophy that, okay, you think everything's going on by nature, so you say a cow is eating grass and automatically milk will come. He said, okay, you're saying like that, it's going on by nature. But we see the bull is also eating grass, but no milk comes from the bull. So should the bull eat more grass? Is that the problem here? So this is also the example. Then also there, that building, so many ingredients are there. We see the bricks coming, sand coming, cement coming, rebar, steel bars coming. Everything's coming, but it will just sit there. Like you see so many empty plots. Something is there. But without this ingredient cause, then none of that is coming together. Also the example is given of a pen and paper. You can put them there, but they won't write themselves. There needs to be some ingredient cause, and that ingredient cause is Advaita Acharya. So were they saying that maybe people think they don't need to know these things, but actually, you know, if you're preaching, it's nice to know and understand how everything's moving. Otherwise, you'll just accept the Big Bang Theory. Yeah, we came from apes. Yeah. So today's the day where the appearance of Advaita Acharya, where we can take shelter, that he caused the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come, we also can call to him, and that maybe he can some ingredient cause. We have Shastra, we have Mahaprasad, we have temple, but nothing coming together. Everything is here, but not how we need this injection. We need the desire of Advaita Acharya. He can make everything manifest very nicely for us. So without his grace, how anything will manifest. So we pray to on this day to Sri Advaita Acharya that he can help our bhakti, make our bhakti manifest.
Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Namah vadanyaya Krishna prema pradayati Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namne gaurattise namah. Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sriji Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath Echaye Gosai Kari Charana Bandan Jayate Vighnanas Abhishta Puran Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Siyadvaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai Guru Parampara ki jai Anant Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai Sapashvat Gaur Hari ki jai Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai Jai Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Asutosh Sanjeev ki jai Bhakta Vighna Vinashan Karani Singhadev ki jai Bhakta Raj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai Sarvavishvata Giriraj Govardhan Jeev ki jai Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Jeev ki jai Vrajamandal Dham ki jai Vrajavasi Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Rajasari Madhisari Praneshari Shimati Dharani ki jai Rajdevi Gan ki jai Jai Adita Saptami Tithi ki jai Adita Prabhu Subhavir Bhav Tithi Mahamohatsav ki jai Tithi Parankari Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Jai Shantipur Dham ki jai Jai Kuber Pandit Nabhadevi ki jai Halai Pandit ki jai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Now is today Mahavishnu and Sadashiva avatar. This Advaita Prabhu is appears to. One side is Mahavishnu, another side is called Sadashiva. Both. Why? Jivas has a lot of ego and anartha. Lot of balance, million life, not one life. And they are going many species. Own karma's fruit with this. They are going and suffering. Other side, Lord Vishnu himself, after creation, is maintaining all jivas. His name Mahavishnu. Now, Mahaprabhu coming before his appears, before his name Kamalaksh, but after called Advaita Acharya. Jiva, million colors life, there is distance to God. Not possible return and come back. They have no power. Maya very strong. Also, desire more strong. and no understanding soul, no anybody explaining or telling them, Shastra telling, Sadhu telling, not going Sadhu near also, no going Shastra near. So Jiva now is completely mad, dumb, no brain. Body nearby, then thinking this service is enough, more and more serving this body. Yeah, mind, but no more. Then they are now separate to God. And they try to make oneself is very royal, very special, and very qualified, and will be happy. Therefore, they doing many things, but nothing is working. Nothing, all useless. Now, Aditya Prabhu, he is came this world looking at the Jiva's position. Jiva is very small. Also, nothing Jiva has, not any goodness. What goodness? They're not like God, no Lord, ya Paramatma. And that way going for, they have no desire and no vision, nothing. Aditya Prabhu, he is thinking, first I am anartha removing. And then I am giving this Jiva's potency and power coming nearby God. But he is giving, then they are more proud. Like so-called Brahmin, so-called Gosai, Gosami, they are all time very proud. Little qualities come, then they are Prabhuta Bhai Mad Gahe Nahi. Little post and position, the more proud. Oh, I learned Gita, I learned Bhagavatam, I know everything. Ved Vedanta Upanishad, I have knowledge. What you know? You have nothing. So they are going more distance to God. God near coming for need is relationship. Also, sweet relation, loveful relation. But this Jiva has no spiritual love. Mundane love, that thing is not helpful, not working. So now, Aditya Raj Prabhu teachings for came, helping for came. No dvaita, advaita. No divide, no distance, coming near by God. Serving God. Will be one, not two. Now Jiva is thinking, I am also God. Why proud? They have all independent desire. Everybody's own choice. They have no humility. Also, God near going for, they have no desire also. God is all in all, no like this. Then, what doing? Aditya Prabhu is came, he is thinking, I am past is removing anartha, everything. After the Jiva's teaching nicely and giving Jiva's this pure love and affection, Jiva coming then close to God and understanding everything. Then he is try, but not successful. Then he say, okay. Again, I am taking Chakra Sudarshan and destroy everything, everybody, killing all, not following there and then. But Jiva, jumping, doing suicide, but they cannot follow. Independent Jiva, Atmagati, soul killer, hunter. What doing then? He is hopeless then. At a time, Madhavendra Puripad came. Discussing with him, Madhavendra Puripad. Madhavendra Puripad saying, Jiva, living entity, they worshipping also God, demigod, follow Shastra, but everything used for on body and mind for. They have no soul knowledge. How are you helping the Jiva? They don't like to follow anything. School going students, but no learning anything, no lesson, only fighting and wrestling, then how will you qualify? Shastra, everything is present. Guru, Acharya, Sadhu, all present. They try to teaching, helping, but they cannot accepting. What doing then? No desire, no ego. Then what doing you? Then he is thinking, then what can I do? Say, yes, one thing is possible. You now doing Aradhana Tapasya. Like Narada is giving order in Vyasadeva. Same, Madhavendra Puripad telling Advaita Acharya, you now starting this Tapasya, Aradhana. What Aradhana? Then he is saying, oh, Kaler Dusan Idir, Rajan Asti, Jeko Mahanaguna. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Muktisanga Parambrajit. Kali Yuga, all, everything is mixed with his unearth of false guilties, jivas has. Many rubbish, all they mix. They are not pure. Then how they are understanding anything? So only Kali Yuga, other austerity, not work. Not helpful. Jagya, Dan, Vrata, Tapa, Japa, Tirtha, everything contaminated. Only Kali Yuga, one thinks is good. Kirtana Deva Krishnasya, Krishna Kirtan. That Kirtan is starting, then possible Jiva helping, purifying, cleaning. Otherwise, other things not working. Gita, Bhagavat, advice, nobody accepting. Accepting then also not practicing. I know, what do you know? I know drinking water, then my thirst going. Were you drinking? No. Why not? Cold, water not good. Water then, how can I'm carrying? This and that cause telling but not drinking. Then how? So, Jiva, Kali Yuga, chanting this Harinam, practicing this Harinam, then it's possible. Therefore, Mahaprabhu came, and what starting? Calling Advaita Prabhu, calling Nityananda Prabhu, calling Sivas Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit, Mukunda, Sanjay, Basu Ghosh, Govinda Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh, everybody closing door. First you practicing, chanting Harinam, day and night. Non-stop. Not one day, two day. Continue 1 year. You are practicing apani acharya dharma sikhamu sabare apana koile dharma sikharana jaye. First you practice. Also Mahavishnu, he is thinking, how can I am helping? But no Vishnu practicing, how teaching others? How helping? First is need his own austerity practice. Then Mahaprabhu with everybody. Before Mahaprabhu, in childhood, opening school, teaching many things. But they are learned, then they are against of Mahaprabhu. Hey, why are you chanting Gopi Gopi? They give me advice. Why not Narayan Narayan? What not Hari Hari? What are you chanting? Gopi Gopi? Mahaprabhu angry and Mahaprabhu try to beating. They are making politics and group. Oh, Nimai Pandit beating Brahmin or Brahmin is then going and attacking. Look, no possible they are learning and following and practicing. Proud ego. I am great. I am scholar. I am advisor. I am Acharya, I know everything, my conception good. This ego. Mahaprabhu say, okay. Now Mahaprabhu is all parshad. Anga upanga, sangha upanga, astra parshad sanghe. Nache bhava murati gura range. Gavat kali yuga pavana nam, brahma isvaisvita nadiya dham. Hari haraya namo krishna, jadavaya namo, jadavaya madhavaya kesavaya namo. Gopal govinda ram sri madhusudana. Mahaprabhu, 1 year continue teaching everybody, practicing for. Now, Advaita Acharya there, Before he's try again and again, but nobody following. Now practicing. What practicing? This Premnam Sankirtanam. One Nam Sankirtanam and another Premnam Sankirtanam. Nam Sankirtanam Mayabadi Kormi Yogi Jnani Bhogi Tapasvi. They are also some cause and action for reaction, this and that for purpose. They are also doing Nam Kirtan. But this Prem Nam Sankirtanam, no. This is necessary, take training. How is Prem Nam Sankirtanam will be? Mahaprabhu starting Kirtan 1 year. And against possible is going inside, no allow. Door closed until Sivas Pandit family members also not possible enter. Mahaprabhu kicking, get out. That time Sivas Pandit's son is disappears. He say, I am drinking this Nam, Prem Nam. Other, I am now not going. I am after staying this world, then other things is. I am hearing, then I will be contaminated. My life will be dirty. Why this world, everybody like to, everybody is catching and holding and preaching and making own slave and servant followers. But this Premanam Sankirtanam with the jivas helping, not possible, not available anybody. So Madhavendrapur is part near to hearing this Adhicharya Prabhu. Then he is starting this Nam Sankirtanam. That time Haridas Thakur also doing Nam Sankirtanam, but many against. Then they are hopeless. Also they are starting Archan. Tulasi Dalamatrana Jalasya Chulukenava. Bikriti Samatmanam Bhakta Bhaktibo Naparo. Bhakta Vassalo. Madhavendra Prabhu are telling, you are worshiping Madan Gopal and Saligram, Tulsi and Ganga Jal with this. God will be pleased and happy with you. Then he is fulfilling your desire. But worshiping, crying, praying, and shouting loudly, you come, must be now coming, I'm destroying all world. Why calling? You come. And then teaching this Prem Nama Sankirtanam. How is this lapul kirtan? Sweet kirtan. Telling Dainya Daya Vanya Man Pratishtha Bharjan Chari Gune Guni Hoye Karo Kirtan. Krishna Kirtan for rules. Dainya Daya Vanya Man Pratishtha Bharjan. Four things necessary. Hoileo sarvagune gunimashoy. Pratishtha chhari kara amani ridoy. You not amani, Mahaprabhu teaching. Amani manadhaya, Krishnam sadalabhi. Braja Radha Krishna seva manasi koribhi. Amani manad. Narottam Thakur praying, kripa kara Vaishnava Thakur. Samandha janiya bhajite bhajite abhiman hok duro. আমি তো বৈষ্ণব এ বুদ্ধি হইলে আমার না হব আমি প্রতিষ্ঠা আশা আছে হৃদয় দুষ্ হইব নিরয়গামী তোমার কিঙ্কর আপন জানিব গুরু অভিমান তেজি তোমার উচ্ছিষ্ট পদজল রেণু সদা নিষ্কপটে ভোজি দেন হোয়াট দেন নেক্সট টেলিং নিজে শ্রেষ্ঠ জানি উচ্ছিষ্ট জানে হবে অভিমান ভার তাই শিষ্যতব থাকিয়া সর্বদা না লাইব পূজাকার অমানি মানদ হইলে কীর্তনে অধিকার দিবে তুমি তোমার চরণে নিষ্কপটে আমি কান্দিয়া লুটিব ভূমি তো এনিবডি প্রেয়িং গড নিয়ার ইয়া লর্ড নিয়ার ইয়া বৈষ্ণবাজ নিয়ার গুরুজ নিয়ার হাউ ক্যান আই উইল বি অমানি মানদ দেন পসিবল প্রেম নাম সংকীর্তনম ফর ডিজায়ার ইনক্রিজিং আদারওয়াইজ নো প্রেম নাম সংকীর্তনম হোয়াট কীর্তন ও সুসুন্দর কীর্তন Mouse going house, then they are starting his play program. Chick, 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 Eh? The Chusumdar Kirtan. Eh? Or Dapali Dapalal, Dapali Wala. Eh? Many Mataji, Babaji dancing, playing and singing, eh? And dance in street. Eh? Hare Krishna Babaji, American Jilabi. Oh, Jilabi Khadi Mishti Lage, Poishadi the Kosta Lage, Baba. Talk doctor, Katermala, Buraganati Dubrubella. The Babaji, Mataji, only begging door to door, but they're distributing Premnam Sankirtanam. Oh, give me, only bus, honor to collecting. But remove their honor to give him this Premnam, Mahaprabhu said no. Therefore, practice fast. How will be Omani Manod? Mahaprabhu therefore telling Trinadobi Sunichana Tarobi Soisuna. The first Tatastha Lakshan. But Sarup Lakshan, Omanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahuri. Without Omani Manad, not possible Krishna Kirtan. Only by so cause, so call, so can, eh? Only so face, so room. No Krishna Kirtan, Maya Kirtan. Eh? People looking, then I have neck beads, I have Japamala, I have Mridanga Kartal, then dancing. But really, I am hiding, sitting with his Sajati Asasnigda, Sadhu Sangha Satubare, Bhagavata Tarsado, Sagana Rasikaisaha, Sajati Abhishnama Bhakta with his doing Kirtan, learning what is Premnama Sankirtanam. Otherwise, Haridas Thakur doing Kirtan, and the Muslim is come in catching and put in jail after taking out and starting beating 22 market, killing their desire. Sivas Pandit house is breaking and throwing their desire. Aditya Prabhu attacking there. Huh? But Mahaprabhu then teaching. Yo Prem Nam Sankirtanam for take training. Then Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu before came, but not going preaching for, no giving advice. What giving advice? He know, he Baladev Prabhu. He, Sandini Shakti, Swarup Satta give a pure existence. Give a, he has adhikar, he power, but he not giving. He say, the jiva, no, by love is calling God, praying God, no serving God. Then, where from coming? How coming prem? Coming prem, Laila and Majnu. Bas, I love you, I like you, who are you, where from you, how can, staying with you, I am your, I am offering your near, I am your, you accepting your servant and slave, I am licking your toes. Others was telling, ya sabaka, kusayat nagi. Not sabaka only. Yasava, Kusait Nogi, telling, why I licking your toes? Why? No prem nam sankirtanam, kam nam sankirtanam. Dharma artha, kam, after no, moksha also. This kirtan never working, maya kirtan. Eh? Therefore Mahaprabhu say, hey, Advaita, Thakur, come. Hey, Haridas Thakur, come. Sivas Thakur, all come. Now, I am teaching. Then Mahaprabhu teaching. After teaching Mahaprabhu, 1 year after, then Mahaprabhu say, chalo. First, Kaji. Not only Chand Kaji. Many, Paji, Ujir, Najir. Eh? Also, Husain Shah Badshah. Chalo. Ramkeli, everywhere going. Everybody is helping, this giving this Nam Prem Nam Sankirtanam. That loveful ray and this rays, this power is everybody changing. But I can practice. Raghunath Das Goswami for Mahaprabhu what say? Sthiraya ghar jao na ho batul. Krame krame payalok bhavasindukul. Markat vairagya nakara lok dekhaiya, jatha jagya vishay bunja anasakta hoiya. Antare nishtha kara, baije loko byabohar. অচিরাতে কৃষ্ণ তোমায় করিবেন উদ্ধার। দেন রঘুনাথ দাস সেম হোয়াট ডুইং হিয়ারিং মহাপ্রভু অ্যাডভাইস প্র্যাকটিসিং হাউ ক্যান আই এম ডুইং নাম কীর্তন হাউ ক্যান প্রেয়িং অ্যান্ড ক্রাইং অ্যান্ড বেগিং গুরু বৈষ্ণব ইজ নিয়ার হাউ ক্যান আই উইল বি অমানি মানদ মহাপ্রভু লাস্ট টাইম অলসো গিভিং অর্ডার দিস দাস গোস্বামী ফর ইয়ে আস্কিং প্রেয়িং মহাপ্রভু ইজ নিয়ার দেন ই সে অমানি মানদ ইয়া কৃষ্ণ নাম সদালবে ব্রজে রাধাকৃষ্ণ সেবা মানসে করিবে বাস দিস দিস ভালো না খাইবে ভালো না পরিবে হ্যাঁ গ্রাম্য কথা না শুনিবে গ্রাম্য কথা না বলিবে তটস্থ লক্ষণ স্বরূপ লক্ষণ এভরিথিং মহাপ্রভু টেলিং বাট অল আর ইজ থিঙ্কিং আই এম বাবাজি হ্যাঁ নাও আই এম এনিথিং ইজ ডুইং নো পানিশমেন্ট কামিং বাট ডোন্ট বি ওয়ারি ইউ উইল বি সরি অ্যান্ড মিজরি ইজ কামিং পানিশমেন্ট কামিং পলাইতে পত্নায় জম আছে পিছিয়ে হ্যাঁ জম মহারাজ ইজ নাও নট থ্রি সোলজার্স থ্রি মিলিয়ন ক্রোর সোলজার্স ইজ সেন্ডিং নট প্র্যাকটিসিং নট চেন্টিং হরিনাম দেয়ার পর ভাগবতম সুখদেব গোস্বামী টেলিং কলের দূষণী দে রাজন অস্থি যে কো মহানুগুণ কীর্তনা দেব কৃষ্ণস্য মুক্ত সঙ্গ পরম ব্রজিত আর গোস্বামী দেয়ার পর টেলিং কৃষ্ণ কীর্তন গান নর্তন পরু প্রেমামৃতাম ভনিধি প্রেমামৃত দিস নেক্টার হাউ ক্যান কালেক্টিং কৃষ্ণ কীর্তন হোয়াট কৃষ্ণ কীর্তন সনাতন গোস্বামী সে টেলিং কৃষ্ণস্য নানা বিধ কীর্তনেশু তন নাম সংকীর্তন এব মুখ্যম তৎপ্রেম সম্পদ জননে স্বয়ং দ্রাক তক্ত তত সক্তম তম মত মাই দিস ডিজায়ার হোয়াট প্রেম নাম সংকীর্তন হ্যাঁ রূপ গোস্বামী সেম থিং টেলিং মহাপ্রভু বাই ডিজায়ার নো বডি লার্নিং হাউ কামিং অনলি ওয়ান ওয়ে ইউ উইল বি তৃণাদপি শুনিস এনাফ নো অমানি মানদ ইগো গোয়িং অল ডিজায়ার অনলি ফর ওয়ান ওয়ে উইচ ওয়ে আই এম রেসপেক্টিং এভরিবডি ক্রাইং অ্যান্ড বেগিং প্রেয়িং নট আই ওয়ান্ট রেসপেক্ট নট আই লাইক ইস মাই পপুলারিটি নেম অ্যান্ড ফেম দিস অ্যান্ড দ্যাট অনলি হাউ হোয়ার টু আই এম কালেক্টিং দিস প্রেম দেন মাই লাভ ইজ কলিং গড হি ইজ হেয়ারিং অ্যান্ড ইজ পুলিং অ্যান্ড ইজ সি কামিং মহাপুরুষ গড হিমসেলফ হিজ কেম হিমসেলফ হিজ কাম অ্যান্ড হিজ টিচিং দেন এনিবডি হ্যাজ নো ফেথ দে ডুইং ওন অস্টারিটি ওন হ্যাঁ মেনি মেনি আদার হ্যাঁ ওয়ে দেন ইজ ইস নট উইল বি সাকসেসফুল অনলি বজ্র আটুনি ফসকা গেরো শূন্য গ্রন্থি অঞ্চলে বন্ধন লাইফ ইজ গোয়িং নাথিং ইজ কামিং হ্যাঁ নাথিং কামিং অনলি বিগ মাউন্টেন ডিগিং আফটার কামিং আউট ইজ হোয়াট ওয়ান মাউস নাথিং তো লাইফ ইজ গোয়িং দ্যাট ফর হোয়াট মহাপ্রভু অদিচার্য প্রভু কলিং পুলিং ব্রিঙিং প্লিজ কাম টিচিং দেন মহাপ্রভু নো রাইটিং বুকস নো ডিস্ট্রিবিউটিং ক্লথ নো মেডিসিন নো ফুড স্টাফ নাথিং মহাপ্রভু ডিস্ট্রিবিউটিং দিস প্রেম নাম সংকীর্তন টিচিং এভরিবডি তো অদিত্য প্রভু হি ইজ নো লাইক ইজ এনিবডি উইল বি দ্বৈত নো ডিভাইড নট গোয়িং ডিস্টেন্স টু গড হ্যাঁ দে আর লার্নিং দে কামিং নিয়ার বাই গড সার্ভিং গড ফর এভার ব্যাক টু গড অ্যান্ড ব্যাক টু হোম দে ফর এভার উইল বি গড নিয়ার অ্যান্ড ডিয়ারেস্ট গড ক্লোজ টু গড আদারওয়াইজ গোয়িং ডিস্টেন্স টু গড দেন অর পেন দেন সাফারিং পানিশমেন্ট ডুইং রং ওয়ার্ক হ্যাঁ নট পসিবল দে কন্ট্রোলিং ওন সেলফ নো পাওয়ার হাউ হোয়াট দে আর ডুইং দেয়ার ফর দি জীবস ব্রিং ব্যাক হাউ রিটার্ন হাউ হাউ টার্ন হাউ বাস অনলি লাইক বেবিজ আর ক্রাইং স্মল কিডস দে হ্যাভ লাভ ফর মাম হ্যাঁ মাদার ড্রিঙ্কিং ব্রেস্ট মিল্ক নাথিং মোর ইটিং দেয়ার ফর দে আর অ্যাপয়েন্টেড উইথ ইন মাদার কলিং মাদার হ্যাঁ বাই লাভ ক্রাইং মাদার রানিং অ্যান্ড টেকিং সেম হোয়েন আই উইল বি গড সার্ভেন্ট গড ফর অনলি কলিং অ্যান্ড থিঙ্কিং তাই মিটিং এনি আদার রেমোনেন্টস হ্যাঁ জীবা লালসে যে ইতি উতি ধায় শিষ্ণ উদর পরায়ণ কৃষ্ণ নাহি পায় on it, tongue testing for running, then what happened then? Oh, gentle and mental bus will be very strong. Then Krishna, for doing bhajan, thinking where going, where my lover, how getting, how collecting, how serving her, him. Ah, this is my lifestyle. Mahaprabhu said, no, never, forever, forget this. This is not your lifestyle. You do bhajan. How? This bhakti's program, where from come? Only one thing. Money need, health is wealth need, yeah, any other austerity? No. This. Bas. Tannama sankirtanameva mukhyam. What nam? Then Rupa Goswami Prabhu writing. Agada manajasadanandana unandasuno kamananayana gopi chandra bindavanendra pranatakurna krishna vittar neka sorupe toima mrityurachyoi vardhatam nama dhiya. He is praying. Nikara Sroti, Muli, Ratnamala, Dutin Rarita, Pada, Pankajanta, Oi Muktakuli Upashyamanam, Pritakstam, Harinamam, Samusrayami. Mahaprabhu telling, Oi Namakari, Bodha Nijasarva Shakti, Sattar Pita, Niyamita, Smaranayana Kalaha, Yata Dishi Tava Kripa Bhagavan, Mamapi, Durdaiva, Midrisham, Yajuri, No Anuraga. Day and night praying and crying. Then, possible, will be appointed. Then, Nam Sankirtan. This Nam Sankirtan, which is possible over world, not only, everybody is helping. Aditya Prabhu, first is, this creation is starting. He say, not possible, Jiva is other way maintaining. But Jiva, coming this way line. So today is, appears the, many sweet, sweet glory she has, many, many things. He has also come Vrindavan. He has also gone over India everywhere. His hair is came, somebody giving him Madan Gopal. He is worshipping Madan Gopal. But Madhavendra Prabhu is saying, this worshipping is not his Archan Marga, not good. Prem Shiva. Not only physically. Physically, ringing bell and this and that offering and doing, showing everything, but many things, art and this and that, but no love. Then what happened then? Madhavendra Pradipad, Prem Brikshi, Kalpataru's roots. He is now teaching. This service, anything you doing by love. Also, anything doing, then you thinking other things, then not is your love. You chanting his name, holy name. Brajavasis are continuous serving by remembering. And next, what I'm doing, everything preparing, continue their running, and our mind is where serving, doing austerity, but what I'm thinking, where I am, then where I am, where is my love, there I am. I am not nearby God, therefore, first chanting, also, then you doing anything, not forget. Therefore, today is a pair's day. His Madan Gopal, his left Vrindavan, giving other worshipping for. He is gone. But he is going Santipur, that too is come Navadvipa Dham. And Navadvipa is calling all Mahapura associates. And every day they are doing Nam Sankirtanam. But Mahaprabhu appears that day, eclipse, and Aditya Prabhu shouting, dancing, he's telling, Jitinu, Jitinu, Mui, Bolia Hunkare. Why win, 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 gain, win? I am conquer everything. What happened? My Lord is coming. My Lapul, sending Sita Devi. Go, look. She is taking many presentations and going, looking Sachimata's nearest. Oh, Mahaprabhu appears now. She is giving presentation, everything. Adhijaraja Prabhu, near is Vishwar Prabhu, every day coming. But he is not going. One day, Mahaprabhu now little walking and come. And giving darshan. Adhijaraja Prabhu, see, my heart is nobody stealing, not possible. I am big yogi. very hard. But this boy is melting my heart. Then he's thinking, this is called sweet nectar, power. After he's waiting, when he's giving me. But Mahaprabhu, he's waiting. Sometime after 14, 15, 16 years after, Mahaprabhu himself calling all. Now I'm giving. Then Mahaprabhu, Visharup Darshan for Aditya Prabhu asking, you give me, are you showing me Visharup? Yes. Mahaprabhu showing him Visharup. Sometime calling, hey, Sriram, Sripati, calling Aditya. Now he is worshipping me. Sita Thakurani coming. They are bringing a lot of paraphernalia, everything. They came and worshipping, looking Mahaprabhu, sitting. And there Mahaprabhu giving darshan, Chaturbhuj Swarup with this. Sapta Prariya Bhav, that time Mahaprabhu giving darshan. But this is first symptom to starting faith. No faith then. Also looking, the jivas, there is eating and drinking other things. Their mind is going wrong way. Then Mahaprabhu saying, everybody taking prasadam. After not possible changing, then Mahaprabhu is breast milk giving. Drinking my breast milk. Then changing everybody. All changing. All are surprised. How are from come this Devi? They not understand if Mahaprabhu who we are. Mahaprabhu sometimes starting this. Lila. Krishna Lila. How is Mahaprabhu giving darshan? So everything is possible, but without Mahaprabhu, nothing possible. So this Aditya Prabhu, Gaurana Thakur, he is bringing this Mahaprabhu, this world. Then is Prema Bhakti come. Then is this Nam Prem distribution for Mahaprabhu starting movement. So all are very lucky. Next hearing Aditya Prabhu's this glory, then possible this life is become changed. Otherwise, Panchatattva, five elements, five metals, five things with this, all are this body. But this body is contaminated body, not changing. But Mahaprabhu coming to five persons come, Panchatattva come. Rupa Rasa Gandha Sabda Sparsha. Bhakpani Padpai Upastha. Kritijala Pavaka Gagana Samira. All five things, Mahaprabhu, five elements, all going inside and changing, washing, cleaning, and giving Prem Rasa. So today is here now. Time is over. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Bolo Adhicharya Prabhu ki jai. Mahavishnu avatar ki jai. Prem avatar ki jai. Gaur Premanande.